We're listening to some music you might hear in church, but not in the style you'd expect. Two new jazz albums reinterpret gospel songs, but in very different ways. Tom Moon has this review of both albums, one from Don Byron, the other from Hank Jones and Charlie Hayden.
Jazz musicians, even non-religious ones, have a soft spot for gospel. It's part of the foundation of American music, an essential language, like the blues. That doesn't mean they treat gospel tunes gingerly. From Louis Armstrong on down, jazz performers have seized on hymns and spirituals as a starting point for improvisation. That's bassist Charles Mingus with his classic group in 1959. His approach to gospel has inspired generations of jazz musicians, including Don Byron, the talented woodwind player heard here on clarinet. Byron and his group chased gospel's exuberant side, those toe-tapping, jubilee-style rave-ups. Many of their arrangements open with a vocal chorus, followed by solo turns that travel far from what's printed in the hymn book. The solos on Byron's new work are certainly high-spirited, almost Saturday night boisterous. Sometimes, though, we turn to gospel for calm reflection, and this is where the new album from Hank Jones and Charlie Hayden shines. Come Sunday is the second gospel collaboration between Jones and Hayden. It was recorded a few months before Jones died, and it's transfixingly effortless music, a conversation between masters built around these solid, reassuring melodies they've heard and likely played for decades. Sometimes jazz improvisation has a muscle-flexing, look-what-I-can-do aspect. Not this music. Jones and Hayden are long past the point of trying to impress anybody. As they shut out the chatter of the modern world, the two go searching for a higher truth, a moment's peace. In these sturdy old songs of faith, they find it.
The latest album from Hank Jones and Charlie Hayden is called Come Sunday, and the new album from Don Byron is called Love, Peace, and Soul. Our reviewer is Tom Moon. And you can hear more examples of gospel-inspired jazz at nprmusic.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.